Hi, once again, race fans. I'm Sean Wood, and welcome to a special edition of the Sprint Car Show here on thedirttrackchannel.com. As many of you have heard by now, a new Sprint Car series is being formed out of the Eastern Ohio and Ohio area. And to talk to us more about the Renegade Sprints, one of the men behind it, is Shane Helms. Shane, thanks so much for taking time out of your busy day to talk with us. I know you've been inundated with a lot of media calls, so we greatly appreciate the few minutes that you do have to talk with us and our fans about what brought about the Renegade Sprint Car Series.
Well, thanks for having me, Sean. I guess, I know you've been trying to get a hold of me. My phone has been overwhelmingly busy, and, it's a new adventure, I guess, for me to be so wanted to talk, I guess. But, we over here in Ohio, and the Ohio-based drivers are just looking to put a series together that, favors the promotional end of things and favors these drivers that are putting so much hard work into their racing programs and the sponsorships that are sponsors that are backing them. We just think we can put a series together that represents what we're about, maybe a little bit better.
What was the actual reasoning behind forming the series and forming it at this time of the year?
Well, we're at that point, and I'm not here to run anybody down. I guess I don't need to say anything about who we are. I mean, our character. I think a lot of people, when you hear the names of Kiminal and Wilson and Schaefer and Hannigan, you got the Duncan family, Andrew Palker, Danny Holgraver and his family, Mr. Grove. A lot of people are very excited about doing something that's different from what we're doing now. There's many reasons why we're not happy with the things that are going on now, and to narrow it down without, giving you a long list of a long laundry list of our problems. It's about integrity and doing what you say you're going to do and being treated with respect. Respect goes a long way. I have 60 employees in my company that work for me, and you got to let them know that, I'm the boss and this is how it's going to be, but man, I can't do it without you, and you're very important. We value what you're putting into this and how you're doing it, and do things to make it where they don't want to leave where they're at. And we're at that point that a lot of these drivers and owners are telling me that, man, we got to do something different. And they're willing to work towards that end. And so I heard enough, Sean, and after talking to these folks, and I said, I'll stick my neck out there if you guys want to do this together, but I can't do it without you. And so that's why we've decided to do it. This year is important, I believe, because I just think we need to say, hey, we are here and we're united and let's see if we can put on the show that we think we can put on. So we just didn't want to go into the winter talking about it, Sean. We wanted to have some backbone to it.
Was there a particular point, Shane, whether it was this year or last year, when all of this started to be discussed among people? Can you point to a particular a time or a date when this idea was getting its infancy and just beginning to evolve?
There's been, we followed the series that we were in for a few years, and my son's a young man, just got done with college, and we've been racing the best we could. And we wanted them to see other racetracks, wanted to be able to go to Pennsylvania, and this was something that was a good opportunity. And when you get into the mix and you start talking amongst yourselves and the things that happen, and, maybe you're scheduled to race in the middle of New York on a weeknight, and then there's nothing else out there for several days, or it just starts to wear, and there's been schedule issues where, and I don't want to get into specifics as much, Sean, but I mean, you go to one race that's 8 hours away, you're scheduled to race at another spot that's 8 hours away, and it's clear across your few states away from your base, and little things like that. And guys begin to talk, and then, you know, there's conversations in the pit that, man, what are we going to do? Man, this ain't right. And so little things like that begin to build up that it just gets to a head, I guess, and you decide if and when it's worth complaining about, or if and when the time comes that something different needs to happen. And it just kind of came really during Speed Week.
Well, Shane, you mentioned Speed Week, and that's sort of where this whole thing came to a head. What do you folks envision as the latter part of this year and 2015 for the Renegade Sprints in terms of what do you see being a schedule that would be, say, both cost-effective but fair to the drivers involved as well as the tracks that will eventually join up with you?
Well, first of all, you know, it's very difficult with the timing. It's twofold. You know, you're thinking about 2015, and that's where you want to strengthen that or give yourself the best opportunity to get tracks to schedule you. So, you know, we've been beating on the doors for 14 to try to get a couple shows out there, and, you know, we want to put on a show with these guys, and people will begin to talk about it, you know, the promoters will be more excited. They've got their schedule for 14. The downside to that is the schedule for 14 is already out, and it's hard to change that. There's legal ramifications, and there's been, you know, deposits made to secure those dates, and so you're working around, you know, a fine line there with what you're going to be able to accomplish this year. But if we can put on a couple shows, Sean, like I believe we're going to be able to do this year, and then I have something that I can go, not only do I have a list of drivers and owners that say, yeah, we want to be supportive of this series, but I've got some actual races in that people are going to be excited about, or more excited about. So, yeah, this is for real. We would like to race in pretty much the Ohio region. Love to get back over. There's so many rich racetracks in Indiana that we're not even getting back into to race on. And really, from what I understand, not welcome. And then there's some races that are in, you know, racetracks in Western PA and Central PA that, you know, in time that, you know, we're in communication with them right now. Most of these drivers, I'd say 60% of them would like to see other races more on the weekends where, you know, if we went to PA, we would hit several tracks on the western side, and maybe one in Ohio, and just try to build our schedule around an area that's maybe 6 to 8 hours away. And you know, when we do have to travel a little bit, maybe make sure we get two or three shows in at a time. We've talked about a 50 race schedule for a year, and that's a high expectation or a high goal, but that's kind of what we're looking for, Sean.
Well, Shane, what has been the reception from the tracks when you have called to talk to them about potentially scheduling a race for this year as well as next year and beyond?
Well, it's been a mixed. I've got, I think we've got one track in Ohio that's going to give us a show this year. We've got one track that's very excited and says, I think what you guys are doing needs to happen. Just a little bit nervous about making a commitment to us and then getting themselves in trouble down the road if something was to happen that we didn't succeed. So there's some fear on some of their minds. One is we got a track that's very excited about giving us a show and says next year we're going to give you shows. And then you know, it's been a wide range, I guess, but it's really promising. It's for as fast as we put this together, we actually got a lot of people that believe in what we're doing.
Have you reached out to the tracks in Central Pennsylvania at all?
We have had drivers that have had discussions with them and owners, and I've got a list of a couple of those tracks, and I've got a time to call them next week. So, yeah, we'll be talking to a lot of those tracks in Central PA.
Now, in the press release, Shane, you said you're looking at Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and as you mentioned a little while ago, maybe Indiana, because at one point Indiana used to have wing sprint cars, and now they're back to the traditional non-wing sprint cars. So is that going to be the main focus area then, this particular part of the region?
Yes. I mean, we like I said, we want to – I'm based out of Findlay, Ohio, which is northwest Ohio. We've got some teams in Fremont in this area. You know, we want to kind of maybe go from the middle of Ohio and go on a 6 or 8 hour radius either every direction there and see what we can see how we can build relationship with these driver or these tracks with these drivers and go put on a heck of a show where those promoters say, man, we did great tonight, one heck of a show, very professionally run. When can we get you back? I mean, obviously we're trying to create a customer base that we have the opportunity to help these driver or promoters be successful also.
And how many drivers would you say have pledged their support for your series?
Well, right now I'm looking at a couple different lists. I've been emailing to some of these gentlemen, and I think we've got a good, I'd say we've got 10 to 14 drivers that I have signatures that are going to give me their letter of intent, saying they're going to try to hit support the Renegade Sprints to the best of their ability for 2015.
And do you have a timetable, Shane, as to when you hope to have at least one or two races this year?
I think that by this weekend, there will be a release of, I'm hoping, a couple races. So no longer than a week, we should have some dates out there.
And in the release itself, the one that announced the new formation, you also talked about looking at a $5,000 payday. Is that something that you're going to look to stick to, is that $5,000 to win feature?
Yeah, we need to, you know, for a professional series like what we're running with the people that we have running for us, you know, and the sponsorships are getting to compete at this level. You know, there hasn't been a raise in that area for a long time, and I think to ask these guys to race for any less when they're putting on a better show, as good or better show, would be going in the wrong direction. So, yeah, we're going to try to keep it close to the same funds that we've been, or prizes that we've been racing for in the past.
And, Shane, what's your take on the way the point, not the point, but the purse structure is, even in different racing series where you see the winner is getting a huge lump of money, and it's a big drop-off down to second place, and then from there on down, it does drop off incrementally. Do you believe that the drop-off should be more subtle, or is it rewarding the winner with more money and then having the drop-off as dramatic as we do see today in some of the series?
I actually would love to see a more of a gradual drop-off. I think it's so important to take care of. Of course, you know, I've got a young son that's been racing, and you know, we're not up front. We've got a lot of fifths and fourths and top fives this year, but we haven't found ourselves in victory lane. And so, but we work just as hard as everybody else. So we're there. We're walking it, and I've been talking to the individuals, the drivers and owners that I've been speaking about, and they're under the same mentality that we've got to do something to beef up back in the field, and I think that's the first place that's got to come up, if and when we can do that, and that is our goal.
And what do you think is going to be one of the things that you will have to do in order to make this Renegade Sprints a success, and something that will be around for not just 2015, but 2016 and beyond?
Well, there is a reason that the series lasts for a long time, and I honestly believe it's doing what you say you're going to do, and that doing what you say that you're going to do has to be about making the sport better. With these drivers, I've had conversations. We're not all going to agree to how we should attack this thing, but there is a few points that we do soundly agree with, and that's pleasing the fans and making racing better for those people that are paying to come to the seats or come to the races and watch us. So if we treat the drivers with respect, and we put on a good show, and we focus on making the fans walk away talking about not just the awesome show the drivers put on, but other things that maybe can go along with getting to know these guys a little bit better. You know, that's what the series was founded on in way back when. And they cared about the drivers, they cared about the fans, and we feel as a group that that's the biggest thing that's missing right now. It's become about other things. And if you do things right, I'm a firm believer that the reward will be there at the end of the day. But you got to first do things right, and that's what we want to do. Take care of the drivers, the owners. I'm sorry, driver. When I say drivers, I mean owners just as much. The fans know the name, but if there's not owners out there, them drivers ain't getting to the racetrack. So we're going to take care of them, and we're going to put on a good show, and we're going to promote our sport because it's a fantastic sport. It's a wonderful sport.
Well, Shane, we want to thank you so much for taking time out of your busy days. We know you, as we mentioned in the beginning of the show, you've been inundated quite a bit with people wanting to find out more about this from the, not only the fan side, but the media side. But you're also a businessman, so we appreciate that. We want to wish you all the best of luck with the Renegade Sprints. And for now, folks, you can follow them on Twitter. Just search Renegade Sprints, and you will find them on the Twitter for now. And as soon as you guys get a website, we'll have a link on our website on our 410 page to the series. So all the best of luck to you, and we look forward to hearing from you over the weekend as to or early next week, whatever the case may be, for the first few dates for the Renegade Sprints for the 2014 season.
Thank you, Sean.
Shane Helms joining us here on a special edition of the Sprint Car Show podcast right here on the DirtTrackChannel.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. I'm Sean Wood.